A Washington lobbyist shares what needs to happen for ag policy today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Among the many panelists participating in the recent AgriPulse Food and Ag Policy Summit was Randy Russell, head of a D.C.-based lobbying firm called the Russell Group. They focus exclusively on food and agriculture public policy, and Russell has a list of the top four priorities for the ag industry.
We need to update our reference prices and our marketing loans. They have gotten outdated. Number two, we need to increase funding for the market access program and foreign market development, then investment in agricultural research. And finally, we are seeing a plethora of state laws and referendums that are going into place, which are having a significant impact on our ability, whether it's on the livestock side or the crop protection side, for us to do business in interstate commerce.
Also on the list of things to do, according to Russell, fix the trade problem.
We are running a $1 trillion trade deficit. We have a $290 billion trade deficit with China, a $230 billion trade deficit with Europe. We have a $130 billion trade deficit with Mexico and $80 billion with Canada. I'm talking about overall. And so we clearly have a trade deficit problem, and that has to be addressed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.